So our first small discussion panel of the morning is going to focus on the Chinese Military and Technology Research and Archives Program. The panel is going to be moderated by Dr. James J. Shin and is going to include Dr. Bernard Cole and Dr. Arthur Waldron.
Well, as my boss, Bob Gates, likes to say, it's always a pleasure to appear before a group where the first question is not raise your right hand and swear to tell the truth. I'm supposed to be in charge of a unit of the Defense Department called APSA, Asia Pacific Security Affairs, which does not stand for the American Political Science Association, whose meeting starts tomorrow, I believe, which would not be a bad venue to have this kind of a discussion. Our area of responsibility stretches from Herat to Hong Kong, and of course China's in the middle of that. So we have a big interest in Chinese military at the Department of Defense. And in particular, we are very concerned about the PLA's capability, its doctrine, and above all, the intent of the Chinese government for the use of that capability and with that doctrine. And I would submit to you, and it's directly relevant to the kind of topics that have been suggested for the China section of Minerva, that we know a lot about the capability. We know something about the doctrine of the PLA. But we know very little indeed about the intent. Nor do we know very much about the interaction between doctrine, capability, and intent. And it's for that reason that we are enthusiastic supporters of the Minerva project. And we are, as Craig Calhoun said in the previous session, we're here to mobilize your assistance in researching the China topic. This session's kind of a teaser, actually. The program is to have two of the leading lights in the field share with you some first-order speculation on how this question of Chinese military, not just its capability, but its doctrine and most subtly its the intent for which it's likely to be used, how we can use all the help we can get from open source research in social sciences. Arthur Waldron, my old friend from the University of Pennsylvania, a noted scholar, author of The Great Wall, one of the best books on Chinese political history, which is published when?
1989.
And Bud Cole, distinguished military officer and now a scholar at the NDU, the National Defense University. So, We'll turn to the two of them, whoever wants to go first. This is not a tightly scripted affair. To share with you, based upon their own research and their own scholarly endeavor, a first order answer to the question, what sort of insights into Chinese military capability, intent, and doctrine might be generated by the methods and models of social science inquiry? Well, and I asked him to speak briefly, like, you know, 5 to 7 minutes, because I was Nadia told me, yeah, this was billed as a conversation, not as a lecture, so we absolutely have to leave 10 minutes at the end for Q&A. Is that right? Ideally.
I'll do my best. As you know, professors speak for 50 minutes automatically.